शिवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
सो श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 12 नाशनता
नाशनता
पथ्यम
पथ्यम
एवा
एवा
अन्नम
अन्नम
नाशनता पथ्यमेवा अन्नम
नाशनता पथ्यमेवा अन्नम
व्याधयो
व्याधयो
अभि
अभि
भवन्ति हि
भवन्ति हि
व्याधयो विभवन्ति हि
व्याधयो विभवन्ति हि
नाशनत पथ्यमेवान्यम व्याधयो विभवन्ति हि
व्याधयो विभवन्ति हि
एवं
एवं
नियमकृत
नियमकृत
राजन्
राजन्
एवं नियमकृत राजन्
एवं नियमकृत राजन्
शनैः
सीमाय
सीमाय कल्पते शनैः सीमाय कल्पते
शनैः सीमाय कल्पते
नाशत पथ्यमेवान्यम्
नाशत पथ्यमेवान्यम्
व्याधयो विभवन्ति
व्याधयो विभवन्ति
एवं नियमकृत राजन्
एवं नियमकृत राजन्
शनैः सीमाय कल्पते
शनैः सीमाय कल्पते
तो सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हाउ टू बिकम परफेक्ट जेंटलमैन दैट इज कल्चर इफ वी डू नॉट एक्सेप्ट एजुकेशन कल्चर then what is the difference between a man and dog? There is no difference. So, the Vedic civilization means everything under rules and regulations. That is Vedic civilization. Animal cannot be brought under rules and regulations. That is not possible. Therefore, that is the speciality of human society, that the more the one society follows the rules and regulations, he is to be considered civilized. Just like throughout the whole history, there are civilization, Aryan civilization, Aryan and non-Aryan. What is the difference? Aryan means progress. One who is progressing towards the perfection of life, they are called Aryans. And those who are degrading towards animal propensity, they are non-Aryans. This is the difference. Aryan culture. So, Krishna when found Arjuna that he was in the battlefield and Krishna himself is guiding him and becoming the chariot driver, and he saw that Arjuna is declining fight, he became surprised. So he chastised him. Kutasti kasmaram idam visami samopasthitam anarjajustam Aryan, Arya, Arya. So this is not for a gentleman business. You are behaving like non-Aryans. Non-Aryans. So this is the difference between culture and non-culture. There is a Bengali proverb that one girl was to dance on the stage. So in Indian civilization, the girls or the women, they cover their head with from superiors. So last day was a ghumtana. He has gone to dance on the stage and she is pulling on the now, when the opportunity appeared to become a household wife, you have come to dance. So similarly, Arjuna was chastised that you have come to fight and now you are becoming very non-violent, atheist. This is anarchy. You have to do your duty in proper place. That is Aryanism. That is Arya. Arya Samaj means one who knows his duty, how to do it in proper time. The Kshatriya, his duty is to fight, to defend from the hands of the enemy. So he is declining to fight. So he chastises non-aliens. You are not alien. So, here, for instance, Sukadeva Goswami says, my dear king, if a diseased person eats the pure, uncontaminated food prescribed by a physician, he is gradually cured. And the infection of disease can no longer touch him. Similarly, if one follows the regulative principles of knowledge, he gradually progresses toward liberation from material contaminants. This is the translation of the Nasnata Pratham Pratham. Pratham means good foodstuff, not anything I can eat. That is the business of the hogs and dogs. Just like hogs have no discrimination, anything up to stool they give me to eat. That is not human civilization. Although it is the law of nature that ahastani sahastana, vegetables or animals who has no hand. It's like ordinary animals, they have got four legs, no hand. So this four-legged animal is the food for the two-legged animals. Ahastani sahastana. Uncivilized men means two-legged animals. They're animals, but two-legged. There are four-legged animals, there are two-legged. So, ahastani sahastana, apadani chatuspadam, and living entities who have no leg, just like the vegetables, grass, plants, trees, they have no leg, they cannot move, but they are living entities. They are food for chatuspadam, for the animals who have got four legs. Ahastani sahastanam, apadani chatusvadam, phalguni mahataram tatra. And the weak is food for the strong. Phalguni jiva jiva sajivanam. This is the law of nature, that one life is meant for maintaining another life. That is going on. So, sometimes they put forward this argument that you are also eating vegetables. They have got life. Why you object that non-vegetarians who are eating four-legged animals? No, we are not going to infringe to the laws of nature. That is not our business. You can eat four-legged animals because you are also animal. But when we speak of civilized animals, Civilized, not animal, that is human being. So long one is not civilized, he is animal. And civilization begins when one understands that he is not this body. That is the beginning of civilization. Jasyatu buddhi kunapi tidhatuke. So long one is in ignorance, the bodily concept of life, he is animal. When one knows that I am not this body, I am aham brahmasmi, then civilization begins. Here it is recommended that unless we follow the rules and regulations, then there is no possibility of curing or material disease. The whole process is we are in materially diseased. Otherwise, we are as good as Krishna. But because we are materially diseased, we are in the difficult position of birth, death, old age and disease. Krishna says, this is real problem. If we want to be cured from this disease, then we have to follow rules and rules. Just like a patient, if he wants to be cured from the disease, he has to follow the rules and regulations prescribed by the physician. Therefore, law, religion, Vedic scripture, they are all meant for human beings, not for the cats and dogs. Even ordinary law, they are meant for human beings. It's like on the street, it is kept to the right. So this is for the human being. The cats and dogs goes from right to the left or wrong, they are not prosecuted. The law is meant for the human being. The human being does not follow rules and regulatory principles, law, then he's animal. So civilized means to raise oneself from the animal status of life to the human status of life. That means rules and regulations. Nasata apattham ivanyam vyadhaya abhibhavanti. Evan niyama kridraj, niyama. Niyama means regulation. We have to follow the rules and regulations. That is compulsory. That is human. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita you will find this verse. Anadi bahirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela. Atayev Krishna veda purana korila. The purport is that our disease is that we have forgotten God. The more we are forgetful about God, the more we are animal. And the more we become advanced in understanding God, Krishna consciousness, then we are human being. And if we are more advanced, then we are devota, demigods. And when we are more advanced, then we become fit for going back to home, back to garden. This is the process. So, real civilization is how to go back to home, back to garden. But they do not know. Nathi vidu. The materialistic person, they do not know. Therefore, there must be organization, an institution to teach the human society how to go back to home, back to home. That is real civilization. Otherwise, cats and dogs, they are also eating, sleeping, mating, getting children and dying. That is not human civilization. In the next verse you will find that his human civilization can be attained. First thing is 13 bhar, tapasā, by austerity. Tapasā brahmacharyena samena cha dhamena cha tyagena satya saucabhyam jamena niyamena bha. Dehobhag ud vijamadhira dhanmagya siddhyannita kipanti agham mahadapi venugulma vibhara. These are the different states how one person can become civilized. So first thing is tapasā. Tapasā brahmacharya, austerity. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, the children, they are taught from the very beginning, brahmacharya. Tapasā brahmacharya. A small boy, 5 years old boy, that is gurukul. Brahmachari gurukule vasandanta gurur hitam. This is a way of life to teach the brahmacharya. Brahmacharya celibacy. To restrain from sex life. That is brahmacharya. So this is the beginning of civilization. There is unlimited, unrestricted sex life, like hogs and dogs. That is not civilization. Civilization is the first of all to learn how to observe celibacy, to come to the point, no sex life. That is perfect civilization. No sex life. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, you'll find the human society is divided into 4 orders and 4 spiritual orders, material and spiritual. Varnasam, Varnanasam, Brahman, Khatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. Sannyasa means, Vanaprastha means no sattva, Brahmachari means no sattva. So, out of the 4 divisions of spiritual life, 3 divisions no sattva. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa. Brahmachari is taught from childhood how to keep brahmacharya. Because the tenure is taught from the beginning of life, no sex life, then at long age he can control. If still one cannot control, that this Grihastha life is a concession for sex life. Actually, sex life is not required for advancement of civilization. That is advancement. Why? That if so long we are attached to sex life, we have to remain within this material life. In any form, there are 8,400,000. Pumshāna-śriyāna-mithuni-bhāma-metha. This is material world made a sex desire. So if one wants to become fit candidate for going back home, then no more sex life. That is true. So sannyasa means perfectly, no more sex life. It begins from vanaprastha. It is taught in the Brahmacharya. Only in the Grihastha, restricted sex life, only for having nice children. Otherwise, no sex life. Dharma avuridhya kāvasmi in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma avuridhya means only for getting nice children, one could have sex. Otherwise, and in another place, it is restricted
that one should not become father, one should not become mother. If the parents cannot give protection to the children from the danger of birth, grief, old age, and disease, this is very compassion. But if you are competent to give instruction to your children how to avoid the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease, then you become father. Otherwise, don't become father. Don't become father. So this is where Supreme Discernment is really said. It is nowadays it is very difficult to follow. But can be followed, provided one is Krishna conscious. Otherwise, it is not possible. Thank you. Thank you.